So, this paper, Harnessing the Wisdom of Crowds, makes a pretty bold claim. It suggests their customized probit algorithm, Doombot, actually matches random forests in predicting recessions across OECD countries.
Matches? I'm not convinced. That doesn't seem right, given the recent consensus. IMF, ECB, Bank of England research has consistently highlighted random forests as the superior method for crisis prediction. Are we really talking about an equivalent performance here?
They are specifically looking at recessions, not broader financial or fiscal crises, across 20 OECD nations. And they attribute Doombot's comparable performance to a wisdom of crowds feature, where they average predictions from many well-fitting probit equations.
Wait, why is averaging probit equations a unique wisdom of crowds feature? Random forests already average predictions from many decision trees. Is this just a different flavor of ensemble method? Or is there something fundamentally distinct about Doombot's approach?
They frame it as comparable to RF averaging many trees, but applied to probit. They explicitly state the latest Doombot version averages predictions, moving away from trying to find a single best equation. They found this improved out-of-sample performance, echoing the general forecasting literature on forecast averaging.
Okay, so it's an ensemble probit then, but the core finding, matching RF, still feels like a strong pushback against established views. How significant were these performance matches? Was it marginal or truly equivalent in the out-of-sample tests?
For the immediate four quarters, probit with wisdom of crowds, pooled random forests and individual random forests all had similar median country AUC scores, between 0.80 and 0.85. The pooled RF was slightly higher. So, yes, quite close.
And what about the longer horizon? Predicting immediate downturns is one thing, but how does this Doombot perform 2 years out? That's where machine learning often struggles more with rare events.
At the longer horizon, quarters 5 to 8, performance generally deteriorates across all methods, but probit with WOC and pooled RF were still preferred, with median scores just under 0.65. Individual RF lagged behind there, and Lasso was last.
An AUC under 0.65 for a 2-year horizon doesn't exactly scream robust prediction, does it? That's a pretty significant drop from the immediate term. Is there any explanation for that increased dispersion and lower accuracy?
Well, predicting further out is inherently harder, right? And they highlight that different variables matter at different horizons. Activity variables are crucial for immediate quarters, but financial cycle variables like credit and house prices become dominant for longer horizons.
I get that variables change in importance, but does this paper really offer novel insights into which variables dominate at which horizon? Or is this largely confirming what macroeconomists already suspect? What specific financial variables did they find most impactful beyond the short term?
They specifically mention credit, both total and bank credit as a share of GDP, and house prices, real, price to rent, and price to household income. These dominate beyond the second quarter, often explaining 50-60% of Doombot's recession risks and 40% for pooled RF. That aligns with Borio et al.'s findings.
Interesting on the financial variables, but let's go back to the pooled random forests. The paper states PRF has superior out-of-sample performance, yet also notes a disadvantage because recession risks are highly correlated and rarely very elevated. That sounds like a contradiction. Why would superior performance come with low confidence?
It's about the type of prediction. PRF excels at accurately identifying when a recession is coming, but it doesn't often assign a probability above 50%, meaning it rarely says a recession is more likely than not. All countries tend to move together in PRF because of the pooling.
That just doesn't sit right. If a model has superior out-of-sample performance, but can't confidently cross the 50% probability threshold for a recession, how useful is it for policymakers? You want to know if a recession is probable, not just if the model's good at distinguishing risk or levels below 50%.
They argue that its predictions are highly correlated across countries because it's a common model, which can be an advantage for globally synchronized events like the GFC. But yes, for country-specific or regional downturns, it can fall short, and it rarely generates high probabilities.
So it performs well on average, but fails to give clear, high-conviction signals. That's a significant drawback. Doesn't that make Doombot's ability to sometimes generate higher, more decisive probabilities an advantage, even if its overall AUC is marginally lower at times?
Potentially. The paper does note that Doombot's country dispersion is greater at the longer horizon, and it does sometimes achieve scores above 0.8 for individual countries, while PRF only had one such instance. It's a trade-off. broad accuracy versus pinpointing high-risk scenarios.
Let's talk about the real-time data. They claim this is an innovation. How significant was this to their findings? Did it drastically change the comparison between Doombot and RF, or was it a more subtle methodological improvement?
For most countries, they found it made little difference to the aggregate AUC score, maybe a few percentage points, but it mattered significantly for a few, like Japan and Greece, due to larger GDP revisions. Crucially, it improved forecast performance just when it mattered most, like on the eve of the GFC.
So, using the latest vintage of data, even retrospectively, can make predictions look better for critical periods. That implies a common problem with out-of-sample tests if they don't rigorously use real-time data. But it also means that the true difficulty of predicting the GFC, for instance, might be underestimated in studies using quasi-real-time data.
Exactly. They showed that for 7 countries, the probability of recession around the GFC was underestimated by 15 to 30 percentage points if using real-time data available at the time versus the later revised data.
That's a critical point, then. It emphasizes the need for careful data vintage handling in any forecasting exercise. It's less about Doombot versus RF, and more about the integrity of the evaluation process itself.
Precisely. It underpins the robustness of their comparison, showing that even with the most challenging real-time data, their ensemble Probit is holding its own.
I'm still processing the idea that Probit, even with these enhancements, can match RF. While the wisdom of crowds aspect makes sense for improving any model, I'd want to see more direct comparisons of the interpretability and actionability of the signals. RF is often lauded for picking up non-linearities and interactions that Probit might miss, even with multiple equations.
They do acknowledge RF's strength in non-linearities. However, Doombot also tests a variety of functional forms and interactions implicitly by brute force. Plus, Doombot imposes sign constraints for economic coherence, which they found marginally improved out-of-sample performance and helped communication.
Sign constraints can bias a model, though. While they ensure an intuitive economic narrative, that's a human imposition. What if the counterintuitive signs were actually reflecting some complex nonlinear reality that the model should be picking up?
They argue that around 1/3 of explanatory variables in penalized Probit estimations like Lasso had counterintuitive signs, which they see as a weakness. Their constraints are designed to avoid nonsensical results, particularly when communicating risks.
A weakness or a signal the model is trying to tell you something you don't intuitively expect. That's a debate for another day. But to circle back, are they suggesting Doombot should replace random forests, or simply that it's a viable alternative?
I think they're advocating for it as a viable, competitive alternative, especially for institutions that might prefer the more familiar Probit framework, but still want machine learning level performance. The wisdom of crowds extension seems to be the key for Probit to elevate its game.
Hey, so it's less about a knockout victory for Probit, and more about Doombot demonstrating that classic econometric approaches, when sufficiently enhanced and carefully implemented, can stand their ground against more complex machine learning techniques that I can accept.